This is Due to Bet Sports.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Due to Bet Sports. We're back. Poppy, it feels like we haven't done the show in a year. I mean, it's a long break. Yeah.
We did a Monday show last week.
We did do a Monday show. So, listen, we've got a big show for you today. But, okay, we got one thing we got to cover right off the bat. It's opening day. It is Christmas Day for me. Maybe not for you so much. Opening day of Major League Baseball. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 1. I didn't even know it was opening day until you told me. I don't think of baseball till April 1st. This is too early.
That means you've lost out on two plus money games that one is already in the books and one is about to come in. I've got it up on
you
the
love it.
Here.
You love it.
Listen, I was out on the porch while you were out teaching today. I was out on the porch watching the games. Man, I was in heaven. Heaven.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm hearing this. I might have watched half of a game all year last year till the I watched a little bit more than that, but I might have to get into it this year. But
Gonna have to.
Yeah. Kill some time. So you cashed on Baltimore.
Yes, Baltimore minus a run and a half, sat at plus 150. Now let me explain why I like baseball, okay, for betting. Yeah. Baltimore, one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, at home playing the Los Angeles Angels, one of the worst teams, I think, this year. They're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball. Minus a run and a half. Okay, there's your risk. But it's plus 115. I mean, it was like that just seems too good to be true. And it was. And then I got plus 115 on the Blue Jays, who are on the road in Tampa. We're in the bottom of the seventh, and it is 8-2. Blue Jays lead it. Well, so
that is a good start. That's a risky bet, in my opinion. So that's a good one.
But Tampa had their offseason wasn't great. Okay. I don't think they're going to be quite as good. So I didn't like it as well as the Orioles one. Yeah. The pitching matchup, Sandoval versus Burns. Corbin Burns now with the Orioles. You may not even know that, Papa Dude, but he now is with the Orioles. And goodness, did Corbin Burns look good today? He only had to pitch 5 innings because it was like 10-1 by the time it was in the sixth. But
that was a gimme there. That was I can't believe you got plus money on that one.
I was a gift. It was definitely a gift. So, and they got behind. Mike Trout let off got the first home run of the season. Well, at least played in the United States. Mike Trout made it 1-0 right off the bat, and then the Orioles storm home to get 11 straight. Then the Angels got a couple late, so 11-3. There, really good start to the season. So
yeah, easy one too.
Yes. Rob says he's bet on the A's. Oh my goodness, you bet on the A's tonight. The A's are plus 135 last I saw, Rob. You might be able to correct me on that. They're playing the Guardians tonight in Oakland. Could be the last opening day ever in Oakland tonight.
Yeah. Not a bad bet. You never know. These opening days, you never know.
I didn't have the balls to do it, but if I was going to bet it, I would bet your side, Rob. I would bet your side. Wood against Bieber tonight. It'll be about a 9 o'clock start time here. Ooh, gonna be tough. I'd probably watch Iowa State, but I may turn it over to that A's game. Just think about Rob there. So, all right. Well, enough thinking about Rob. Let's think about these basketball games. We got to get going because they're getting going here pretty quick on us. And we're gonna kick it off with Clemson in Arizona. Arizona now -6.5. That was 7.5 this morning. Total sits at 152.5. What do you like here, Clemson, Arizona?
I got it at 7.5, and I like Clemson. I love the way they played against Baylor. I think Baylor could beat Arizona. Arizona has done nothing wrong in this tournament. They've played pretty well, got to the Sweet 16. I don't like them very much. They could throw a clunker in there once in a while. This Clemson team seems like they're playing well. 7.5, I think Arizona might win. I think Clemson can cover 7.5. 6.5, I wouldn't worry. I would probably take Clemson as well. I like the 7.5 better. But I like the Tigers to hang in there. Arizona might win, but I think Clemson can beat that spread.
All right. Hey, I'm with you. We're on the same team. I'm going to go Clemson. The points will be the bet. I think they're going to win outright. I'm going to do a little bit of money line on them too. I like them. I like Clemson. I'm not a huge fan of Arizona. I know you aren't either.
No.
So yeah, I'm with you. I'm with the Tigers. Give me Clemson. All right. I think this has a chance to be the most boring one of the night. San Diego State and UConn. UConn 11.5 here. It's been about this the whole time. Total sits 136.5. Who you got here?
I think San Diego State's really good, but they're not in UConn's class, I don't think. UConn has kind of just been rolling along for so long. 11.5, I didn't bet it because, that's a lot of points and some crazy stuff can happen. But if I was going to bet it, I would think UConn could cover. I think San Diego State may make it close for a while, but I just don't think they can stay with them.
Yeah, I'm going to go Connecticut as well here. I don't think it'll be that close. And Kevin B. said it right as I was getting ready to say it. I can't back anybody but UConn until I see it. So I got to go with Connecticut here. San Diego State, they have represented the Mountain West very, very good. But I don't know. I really don't know if they can keep it up against a team like Connecticut. They're awfully, awfully good. So. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm going to go Connecticut. All right. This is my best bet for college basketball tonight. I'll let you go first, though. North Carolina -4.5 against Alabama. What do you think?
Love it as well. I'm sure you're going North Carolina. The old football school against basketball school play here for me. Alabama is when they're on, and they're rocking and rolling, they can score a lot of points. Defensively, not so good. North Carolina can score too, but I think they play a little bit better defense. 4.5, I think they can cover it. I think the two best games are the late ones. I like both of these, especially the next one. So I'm going to go with the Tar Heels to cover the 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going Tar Heels to cover this one as well. 4.5 points seems crazy to me. Crazy. I think it should be like 8.5. I really believe North Carolina, much, much better team than Alabama. You look at Alabama and it's really quite crazy in my opinion, because, I don't think they're very good. I really don't think this is a team all year that's been all that good. I think in one breath, you do have to give them credit. They made the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. That's a good season for sure. I know a team we root for would take it, right? But they beat College of Charleston, and then they beat Grand Canyon.
Right.
Different, I mean, and Grand Canyon was like 2 for 20 from three, or they may have beat them. So Charleston, Grand Canyon, welcome to college basketball, North Carolina tonight. I think it's going to be a rude awakening for the
Tigers. It's a different animal tonight. So they'll play them close for a little while, I think. But Carolina is just, they're just solid everywhere. And they're playing really well. I just don't think a football school is going to beat North Carolina in the Sweet 16. I don't think they are.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. I was on Sharp Money just a minute ago, and I said I'll never use the word shocked when it comes to an outcome, because I've done this enough. You get in this long enough, it's like you're never really shocked. Anything can happen. I said this one I feel really good about. So now this one I don't, but I am going to make a play here, but I'm not as confident. Illinois, Iowa State, game of the year so far for me in the tournament. Mm-hmm. I think this can be fantastic. Iowa State, 1.5-point favorite here against the Illini. What's going to happen?
Well, I know who I'm rooting for, and that's the Cyclones. I think they're very, very good, but I think Illinois is too. So it's kind of I think we've talked about this before. Can Iowa State keep from having one of those spells where they don't score? They do that sometimes, and they can't do this tonight, I don't think. They've got to not have a little 58-point game. They got to be able to get into the 60s at least. I'm going to go with the Cyclones in this game. I think they're going to win it. They're very, very tough. Illinois is too. And this will be a great game, I think. I can't see this one being more than a 2 or 3 or 4 point game. I just can't see it. But I think the Cyclones and their defense will pull it out in the end. So I'm going Iowa State -1.5.
100% with you. And Kevin says, I'm against the betting public. Everyone is on Illinois that he's friends with. I agree. I think the defense will be the difference. I love Illinois. I love Iowa State just that much more. I'm betting Iowa State tonight. Hey, listen, if the whole public's with Illinois, that makes me feel that much better. Here's the deal. Before the tournament, before we saw the draws, Illinois was one of those teams I had circled. Like, okay, I'm going to try to pick them to the Elite Eight at least. Like, I think they're very good. And then you get the tournament. It's like, are you kidding me? You're going to match up against the other team that I love that's not a number one seed, Iowa State. So it sucks that it has to be like this,
yeah.
But it's going to make for a great game. I'm taking the Cyclones. I love them too much. I've loved them all year. I can't go against them.
This should not be the matchup. This is the best two seed against the best three seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. They should not be in the same bracket. They just shouldn't, or same region, whatever the hell it is. They shouldn't. It was ridiculous to put these two teams in the same region as the number one pick overall.
And that's the other part of it. It's bad enough that I have to watch these two teams go together now because I like them both so much, but then they got to go up against, you know, Goliath in the next game. So it kind of sucks all the way around. Yeah.
It does. It's really bad. It's not good. It's not. No. Neither one of these should be in with UConn. No way.
But the flip side of it is Kevin B keeps pointing out, like this could be the game of the tournament, no doubt. Number one offense versus number one defense. I mean, if you like college basketball, if you like any basketball, forget about college or pro or whatever, this should be a great basketball game, you know?
Yeah, the other thing you worry about too, what is this team, what's the winner going to have left going into the championship game of the regional? What are they going to have left? Yeah. You know, this could take it all out of them tonight. It should be a dandy.
Should be a great game, no doubt about it. And want to wish my buddy Paul a happy birthday, who is a huge Iowa State Cyclone fan. So we got Paul on our side. It's his birthday. He's a big Iowa State guy, so that's good. He also owns Knightsbridge in the Fantasy League. So he got that win earlier today in Knightsbridge. Shit, he looked better than any Derby horse I've seen so far. So Paul's having a good day. Let's hope it just keeps on rolling and Iowa State gets it done. All right. Let's go to Friday here. Those are the Thursday matchups tonight, and that's getting ready to start here in now less than an hour. Okay, let's go to Friday. Let's go to North Carolina State Marquette. We'll go with them first. Marquette, a 6.5-point favorite here against the Wolfpack. Another ACC team's in it. Can they get the win, or do you like Marquette?
I would say that Iowa State would probably like to change places with Marquette, wouldn't you?
Yeah, just a bit.
Probably ought to have been the one they were in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the bubble burst tonight for North Carolina State. I think Marquette's better. The 6.5, State's going to play them tough. They'll play them tough, but I don't think they can score enough. So I think Marquette pulls away late and covers the 6.5. So give me Marquette over the Wolfpack in this one.
Yep. Didn't mean to interrupt you there. I was just excited. I'm with you. I like Marquette. I like Marquette as well. It does kind of feel like North Carolina State's kind of made the Cinderella run. You see it sometimes, though. You get to that second weekend, it gets a lot harder. You know, So, give me Marquette as well. All right, let's go to Gonzaga. Gonzaga, I do it still, even though he's told me not to do it. Gonzaga going up against Purdue. Purdue looks great in the first two rounds. Everything is going well. Now they get Gonzaga. Obviously, this is going to be a tough game. Purdue's a 5.5-point favorite. What do you think here?
I've been very impressed with Gonzaga in this tournament. They haven't had a lot of trouble. This could be an ambush. Mm-hmm. You know, 5.5. I'm going to go with Gonzaga. Maybe not to win. I kind of think, though, if the game is close, Purdue might choke. They might. However, they have got to the Sweet 16, and a lot of that choke pressure has got to be off a little bit. They've got this far, and I don't care how good you are. When you get this far, you've had a hell of a season. You know, you can't be real disappointed if you get beat when you get to the Sweet 16. So, to me, a lot of pressure is off of them getting those two wins. Gonzaga they're just one of those teams that are pretty good, especially when they're underdogs. So I got to pick an upset somewhere. I'm going to go with this one. Give me Gonzaga.
I don't know if this is good or bad, but you and I and Kevin B are seeing all these games exactly alike. So
I know.
We're either going to be three really happy guys or three really sad guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Gonzaga pulls off an outright upset, but I'm taking them plus the 5.5.
Yeah.
I think this will be a barn burner. I will say, if you're a Purdue fan, Purdue backer, they looked a lot better. I've got a little bit of hope for them. And that's weird to say of a first round or number one seed, I should say, but still, I think they're different than they were, but Gonzaga is very, very good. So we'll see what happens. All right. Two barn burners to finish this. And I think Kevin, you actually said it before we got going on this, what a final or what a Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a great Sweet 16 matchup wise, because there wasn't a lot of upsets. There were some, exactly, but not a lot. So
yeah, all four number ones are left and all four number twos are left. I don't remember the last time that happened.
It's been a while. Yeah. All right. Well, here's our Cougs. Well, I mean, 4.5-point favorites against Duke. It's a tough matchup.
I don't think people realize what Houston did to win the other night.
Yeah.
They were lucky. They were down to a walk-on. I had four starters foul out. The fifth starter had four fouls. They were up against a team that couldn't miss. Texas A&M was raining in threes from everywhere. It kind of looked like they were choking a little bit, Houston. They missed free throws. They just couldn't get a rebound. You know, and it looked to me like they were going to lose. And somehow, in overtime, they got the lead. Then Shedd fouls out. Their best player.
Yeah.
I think they were up five when he fouled out. And I thought, I don't know if they can score another basket. And then they throw the ball into the walk-on, who had played in 13 games, I think, all year long.
Yep.
He's got to sit under, he's got to make a free throw. He had to make one. And the first one, he missed it, but he, like we were talking, it wasn't short. He didn't choke. He just missed it. And the second one, he stripped it. And then they fouled another guy who hadn't played very much either, and he stepped up there and made one out of the two, and they held on and won. Is that the lucky game that they had to have? Now, isn't this the one team you don't want to play? One of the teams you don't want to play.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't want to play Duke. You don't want to play North Carolina. You want to stay at UConn, throw them in there as well. You don't want to play these kind of teams to get to the Elite Eight. I'm really nervous for Houston in this one. I don't think they played very good the other night. It could be they were choking a little bit, or A&M was fantastic the other night. I don't know. I'm really worried. They're my team, though. I'm sticking with them. I got to go with the Cougars to cover, but I wouldn't bet a nickel on this one.
I think they're going to get a little bit of a boost from that game. Amen. I really do. I really feel like that was kind of a – when you're at the end of the bench and you got a kid, I forget who it was in our Discord chat. I think it was Kevin O, not Kevin B, but Kevin O said, this is like Hoosiers almost, where they're at the end of the bench and they put in the kid that never plays and he's going to granny shot these free throws.
Yeah. You know?
So, but listen, I think when you have that kind of team effort, that just kind of shows how strong you are as a team. Like,
yeah,
you know, weakest link versus the strongest link. You're all kind of, you pulled together and you got it done. I think they're going to really catapult themselves off of that. I really like Houston now. I do.
That could very well happen. And the thing, that was not a Houston type of victory. They did not play Houston style of basketball.
No.
Their defense wasn't very good, but they were so bad defensive rebounding. They were really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, that's not like them. So they may have got that out of their system. I don't know. But this is one that's scary. It is in Dallas. I think that, I don't know whether they travel well. I don't know if they got a bunch of fans or not, but you would think they would. Yeah. So that might help them some too. It's going to, I'm scared. I'm scared of this one. I hope they get it. I think if they get this one, they're going to make it to the Final Four.
I agree. I think this is the big one. All right. Now let's get to Creighton, Tennessee to end it off here on Friday. We've got Tennessee -2.5. Total sits at 143.5. Creighton, a couple times it's been like, oh boy, especially the second game. So, oh no, they're in big trouble. They pulled it out, kind of like Houston in a way, not quite as deep on the bench. And then you got Tennessee. I think they've been okay, is how I would describe them. Nothing great. What do you think here?
Well, I've not been impressed with Tennessee all year. I've never really seen them play real good, but they're 26-8. That ain't bad.
It's good.
And they play in a tough league, so they're obviously good. Creighton, it all depends on how they're shooting, and they almost got beat the other night. I guess you can't really say they should have, but they sure could have. So they escaped by the skin of their teeth the other night as well. I like Creighton a lot. I got to go with Creighton to beat them. I think they're a little better than Tennessee.
Creighton for me. Yep, I'm with you. Sorry to interrupt there. Creighton for me. I picked Creighton to the Final Four. Can't get to the Final Four if you don't win the Sweet 16 game. Yep. Give me the Creighton +2.5, Creighton money line. I think they're going to get it done. I love their shooting. They're very good shooters. And they showed it, man. God, they had to hit some threes to win that last game. And I was really, really nervous they were going to get their ass beat by Oregon.
And yeah.
Maybe Oregon they should have. I mean, it felt like they were in big trouble, though.
Well, they
like,
were. Oregon just played fantastic. They did.
Yeah.
And man, to win a game like that when the other team's playing really well, Creighton always has shooters. Always. They've always got guys that can light it up.
Yeah,
and this year's no different. This is going to be a great game as well. I wish these weren't on opposite each other.
I agree. Yeah. I would rather them not be. But hey, you know what? We got that split screen thing, so it'll be fine.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it. You got any? Who? Well, let's just end it with this on basketball. Final Four. Are you kind of sticking with what you had? Do you think all the number ones are still going to get there?
Well, I can't remember the last time they did.
I know.
But I can't remember when there's four solid number ones like it is this year. I just think there is. I think UConn's got a tough, tough game to get there. The winner, if they win tonight, the winner of that Illinois-Iowa State game, that is going to be really, really tough.
Yep.
You look at Houston, if they can get by Duke, I think they're better than Creighton and Tennessee. I think this Duke game is going to be tougher than the one they're going to face the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue, scroll up there. What? Who have they got? Who's that number two?
Purdue is going to play Creighton or Tennessee.
Oh, I thought Houston was.
No, Houston's going to play North Carolina State or Marquette.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even easier. So mm-hmm. I think the Houston team, if they can win this one, I think they handle Marquette. If Marquette beats North Carolina State, I just think Houston's better than they are. So this is the big one for them. Purdue, if they can get by Gonzaga, I'll stick with it. I think they beat Creighton. You think Creighton's going to beat them. I like Purdue. The other ones, what do we got? We got UConn has got a tough matchup.
Yeah, UConn versus Iowa State or Illinois.
That is a tough matchup.
And then really, North really Carolina tough. Would take on Clemson or Arizona.
I think North Carolina will, if you know, I think they'll handle these next two games. I think they got the easiest route right now. I do.
Yeah.
To get there. But I'm going to stick with all four of them. I think they're all solid number one picks this year.
I picked the three number ones, and then I put Creighton as the fourth one. Yeah. And I'll stick with that
and
too.
That's probably smart because very seldom do four number ones make it.
Yeah. No, it has happened, but yeah, it doesn't happen very often. Yeah. Kevin B says Arizona will be favored against UNC. I hope.
I do too, but I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either. Well, they're not going to be because Clemson's going to be playing.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. Yeah. But I don't think I can't see Arizona being favored over North Carolina.
Let's see. West Coast game, and KenPom has the minus one. I bet it's the other way. I bet it's North Carolina minus one or
well,
one and a half.
It's minus one right now. You got to watch the games tonight to see, because that could change. Say North Carolina blows out Alabama and Arizona wins by one. That may change it.
That's true. That's
but
very
I think
true
Clemson's
well.
Going to win tonight. So
yeah. That's the other thing. It might be Alabama and Clemson. You know, you just never know. So,
no, you don't.
All right, let's go to horse racing here to kind of take us home. And let's go to the Arkansas Derby. I feel like we have to cover this on our show. Something great happened. So Monday was Curlin's 20th birthday. Okay. And so Shoddy put it in the Discord that it was Curlin's 20th birthday. And as right before she posted, or right when she posted that, like 5 minutes later, I did the preview for the Arkansas Derby. I thought, well, how fitting is this? It's Curlin's birthday. We're going to preview the Arkansas Derby. It's the whole reason why you and I are even sitting here is the Arkansas Derby and Curlin. So all that being said, you said it off air. It's a field of 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there might be some filler in here, but we've drawn some pretty good horses. I think this is pretty interesting, especially compared to the Rebels. So Arkansas yeah. Derby, what are your thoughts on the race?
I agree with you. Compared to the Rebel, this is pretty much gold, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we got the Baffert horse, which we did not have in the Rebel, in Muth, who was very highly thought of, that has shipped in. We all know how Baffert does in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
He wins most of the times. Most of the times he comes in there, he wins. So you got to look at this horse. Will the distance be a factor? You know, he's ran at a mile and a 16th, never ran at a mile and an eighth. Most of them haven't, but he sprinted a lot as well. So that's a factor, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I reading that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a factor. You got Timberlake, the two horse who won the Revel by two lengths and was very impressive. Hasn't done anything wrong. Has another grade one under his belt. Has ran at this distance more than Muse. Well, not really, but I like him as well. And then you got to throw in the nine that was so impressive in the Southwest, winning by eight lengths. Kind of came out of nowhere to do that. Hasn't run since. That was in February. Field wasn't real strong. McPeak has a way of winning one and get you excited, and it doesn't come back the next time very well, so I can't go with him. So it's between the seven and the two for me, and I just have a feeling that Baffert's going to win, but I don't like him, so I'm going to go with the two, Timberlake, so I can root for Brad Cox and Pratt to pull this off. So give me Timberlake to win.
I just love the reason. I think Muth will win, but I don't like him. So I'm going to go Tim. I love that.
I don't want to root for Muth.
Well, I get it. I'm not rooting for him either. Unfortunately, I learned a long time ago who you're rooting for and what actually happens is two different things a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, I think with Muth, and I think this is the question that's got to be answered, why was he away so long, right? He was supposed to be here for the Rebel. He didn't show up. They said he had some kind of weird workout where he had to abort a workout and he wasn't ready. But then it took a while to get him back to be ready, I guess, for this one. Is he ready to like run that huge race? Well, maybe not even a huge race, but his normal race off of this kind of layoff. I think that's a big question.
Yeah.
But to me, I think they all like Timberlake. Okay. How good is he really? I think is still very much in question. Muth, I think we know is pretty good, but is he going to be ready to run? And then Mystic Dan, who's ran a better race than any of them, he only did it once. What is he? Can he do it again or not? I mean, I lean towards Mystic Dan's not going to do it in this race. I lean towards Muth, and I'm going to use Liberal Arts, the five horse, underneath in the exacta and trifecta. So I'll play Timberlake, Muth, and Liberal Arts, kind of mix those around. Muth on top for me, though. Liberal Arts, I do want to talk about him for a second, and this is one of Shoddy's horses in the Fantasy League, Shoddy and Davey, I should say. To me, this horse is going to run a better race coming up this weekend than he did in his last spot there. in the Rebel. And I think if he does, he's right there kind of in the mix. I don't know if he's good enough to win it, but I think he's in the mix. And he kind of reminds me of Honor Marie. Honor Marie did not run very well in the Risen Star and then ran a much better race second off the layoff Louisiana Derby. Liberal Arts, kind of the same thing. First off the layoff, Rebel ran okay, got third, but just well beaten. Should improve. So I think he's kind of the one, and at 15 to 1, I think he makes a ton of sense, at least underneath. So any final thoughts on the Arkansas Derby? I know we went pretty quick, but it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is. I think those are the main three, and then you just try to pick somebody, throw underneath. You might look at Lucas again with Jess Steele, but I think that horse is kind of fizzling out like his horses do because they're not very good. So no knock on him. They're just not very good. They kind of run themselves out. So I'm with you. I like Liberal Arts too. Moquette's horse, Time for Truth. Maybe this will be a big step up though. Probably not ready for it, but that, he could hit the, he might get, you know, third. He could maybe do that if one of these others drops out late. So, but I'm with you. I think Liberal Hearts is the fourth choice. So we'll just have to see. You got to throw a price in there somewhere if you're going to play exotics. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And I think Time for Truth makes a ton of sense as well. 20 to 1 probably shouldn't be that, you know? Yeah. So I get it. If you want to take a shot, I'm kind of over just Steele. I don't.
Yeah.
Me too. I don't want to mess with him. I think
he's run his best race.
Yeah, I do too. And I think he just needed to get a few more points to get himself in the Derby, and I don't think he's going to get them now. One bit of Lucas news. If you remember last weekend, we watched Seize the Gray just barely lose out for second and get third. Do you remember that from the spot, Jeff Ruby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's coming back next week in the Bluegrass. So, I knew you didn't know that, so I wanted to tell you.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
He says he should have won the Jeff Ruby. He got in a lot of trouble, and if he didn't get in trouble, he would have won it. So he's coming back.
We're going to give it another shot. That's right.
Give it another shot.
Yeah. That's him. I mean, he's not afraid to do anything.
What was funny is we all knew that horse would come back, but we all thought, okay, it'll be in the Lexington because that's the 20-point Derby race after the Bluegrass the next weekend, and that makes a ton of sense. It's a little more spacing, and he only needs he likely only needs about 10, 15, 20 points. He's going to get in, so the Lexington would be a perfect spot. But no, he says we're going Bluegrass with that thing. And Kevin B might be right. He's running in the Bluegrass so he can wheel him back in the Lexington if need be.
Listen, I would not be a bit surprised. So
it's, you know, I will say that in an era where we have to put up with seeing a horse once and then seeing it 3 months later and there's nothing wrong with him, people may disagree. It's a breath of fresh air. I mean, now look, if the horse better be healthy, okay? But if he's healthy, why you got him? That's why you got him. Run him, right?
That's right.
I always chuckle at, oh, no, we're doing what's best for the horse. We're giving him 2-3 weeks between races.
Yeah.
And then that same barn will have a $20,000 claimer that runs every 2 weeks.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, really? So you're not doing best by him, spacing him out 3 months? He's running every 2 weeks when his condition comes up? I mean, come on.
Well, has he commented yet that he's kicking the barn doors down? That's what he always says. Why not run him? He's kicking the barn doors down. We can't keep him in the stall. I've heard.
Yeah, I think DRF just keeps that quote on retainer and just repeats it when Lucas is talking about any horse. Yeah. So
I saw an interview with him last Saturday at Oaklawn, and he's 89 years old, and he is as sharp as a tack. His mind is still as good as it gets. You know.
Yeah.
And he has no intentions of retiring.
No. I mean, not to be like kind of gruesome, but this is a true comment. He will die on the racetrack. I mean, that or, you know, going to work or something like that is just that's what's going to happen. He's not quitting. He's not retiring. And
no, he's slowed down a lot. If you've seen him in person.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, he's kind of feeble looking a little bit.
Totally. But with a little luck, I mean, no luck at all. He's got a horse in the Oaks, and with a little luck, he'll have a horse in the Derby, and there he will be once again.
No doubt.
With horses in there. So.
Every time. So, yep. He's got a cane now. Mm-hmm. And so Nancy Holtis was interviewing him, and, you know, she goes, "Don't hit me with that cane," or something like that. And he goes, "I just got this cane because I broke these ribs and I'm so sore. That's the only reason I got this cane. It hurts to walk because of these ribs." Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was hilarious when he said that.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. He probably does not want to have that cane. That's for sure.
No, he hates it.
I do want to shout out his assistant Bass. He is amazing. He is a really, really good guy. And, he's got to be a very, very good horseman. He takes care of that whole thing. So He's done a good job. Bass, I hope when Bass or when Dwayne does pass away, hey, hopefully 30 years from now, right? But when he does pass away, it's going to be sooner than 30, that Bass kind of is still able to get either get on with a top barn as a top assistant or get his own or whatever, because he will be sorely missed as well if he doesn't. So he's a really good guy. Really good guy.
Yeah,
so.
He is.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, that'll
D-Wayne's
do it for
one of these guys. D-Wayne's one of those guys that you just think is going to be here forever. You don't even think about anything else, you know?
You're not wrong. You do almost take it for granted. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up. He's going to be. That's how we were with Terry Wallace. You know, every year Oakland started. Really? It was like, hey, here comes Terry. No big deal. Yeah. Here comes Oakland. We're back. And then one day he's retired. And then you hear a couple of years later he passed away. And you're like, really? Yeah. I can't. That doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
But, anyway, time is undefeated. So there you go. All right. Any final thoughts before we log off?
No, I think we didn't have a whole lot to cover today. So short and sweet.
All right. Sounds good to me. So blinkers off coming up here. I think it's going to be 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. And you're right. So blinkers off. I'm going to have I'm going to have a computer here to do the blinkers off, and a computer here to watch basketball, and a computer here to sweat out some of my hockey bets. So there's going to be a lot going on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. This is currently the shortest Dudes Who Bet Sports ever. Explain to the people why that is.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You're going to play dumb.
Oh, you mean I've got to go get my phone charger that I left in school?
Yes,
this is true. I work today and I left my phone charger at school. So I'm going to run back and get that. Yeah. And then try to get back and catch most of the basketball.
The plan is, and why we cut it off here, is we got to go because we got to get him off the air because it's a 30-minute. Well, is it 30 minutes to where you're going? 25?
Yeah, 25, 30 minutes.
So he's got an hour round trip to go get his cell phone charger that he left. And by the way, he isn't going to be there tomorrow because school's closed tomorrow.
It's school tomorrow.
So he's not going to have a phone all weekend if he doesn't go in there. So he's got to go get it. And he wants to get back before too much of the games. So we got to get off the air.
Yeah. I mean, I could go buy another phone charger, but that sounds a little stupid to me. So,
well, If I could drive and get one for free and it's open, I don't have to do anything crazy, I would do what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah. So
I may change my mind though. I don't know.
Well, change your mind or not, this show is over. So we're done.
Okay. You've had enough on air.
Yeah. No, I mean, what else do we really need to cover? We're going to be gone now. We will be back. We'll be back next weekend. Probably Wednesday, because we're traveling the bluegrass Thursday. I don't know what's going on there. So we'll be back on Wednesday, probably of next week. All right, guys, we're going to get off here now so we can go get that phone charger. We will be back, Jared and I, in about an hour and a half, I'd say, for blinkers off. And like, obviously, you guys know what's going to happen. A lot to talk about with three prep races. All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and we will see you back here next week for more Dudes Who Bet Sports.